still promoting the ag industry. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
To honor me and give me recognition and to give $1,000 to the John Willis Foundation is humbling.
Former Tennessee Commissioner of Agriculture L.H. Cotton Ivey was recognized recently for his years of service to the ag industry during the Tennessee Young Leaders Conference, and the Tennessee Council of Cooperatives did donate $1,000 towards the John Willis Scholarship Fund in Cotton Ivey's name. Willis was a young farmer from Coffee County who died in a farming accident in 1999. But Cotton Ivey, the longtime country humorist, says it's great to see more young people getting involved in the ag industry to keep spreading their story.
It's just so amazing for a man like me to, I'll be 82 in May, to see the revolution and the technology that's been developed. Now, there's a verse of scripture that says, you know, we'll run to and fro and knowledge shall increase. And it is increasing. And I don't know if we're increasing in his book or not, but it is increasing. And I'm amazed that agriculture is at the forefront. Of course, we're feeding the world. We're the breadbasket of the world. And when we sing God Bless America, we ought to really know what it means. He has blessed us immeasurably. And especially in agriculture.
Cotton Ivey from Decatur County was elected to the state legislature in 1976 and served as Commissioner of Agriculture under Governor Ned Ray McWhorter's administration. He's been traveling the country for many years, sharing his stories from the farm and country humor.
Just like I shared with the group, I've been all over the country speaking to cooperative groups. You know, I just picked up the humor, got a lot of it from Reader's Digest, they said. But it's, you know, it's kind of a raconteur is one that tells a story instead of a joke. And I learned that from Minnie Pearl, and she taught me a lot.
For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.